Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. I guess I'm on the air. We're having all kinds of issues this moment with the connection here. So I'm happy to be back here in the United States. Just got back yesterday, so I'm having some serious jet lag right this minute. My guest tonight is Kim Carlsberg. She's having trouble connecting on her Skype, but hopefully she will be able to connect here shortly. So at any rate, there's a lot going on in the world right now. There's a lot of confusion about Elenin versus the brown dwarf, and I hope everyone will take a look at my blog entry where I contacted Andy Lloyd, who is the author of Dark Star. He spent 10 years investigating the brown dwarf, and actually a lot of the things that he found out about it are now coming into the news. And so he's actually one of the best researchers in this area, in my view. I've also done a Camelot interview with him that you can find on my website under interviews. If you look for recent releases and or just the word interviews on the Project Camelot Productions website, projectcamelotproductions.com, that is. So anyway, it is going to be a very interesting fall, no doubt about it. A lot of people are saying that Elenin, which my understanding of Elenin is, and also Andy Lloyd concurs on this, is basically a very large rock that is going through the solar system, like I think one would call it an asteroid. And it is not the size of Jupiter, I assure you. And therefore, the brown dwarf is the real planet that will be perturbing our planet Earth and so on. But at any rate, at this moment, people are confusing the two. There's a very good researcher out there. I believe his name is Paul. I forget his last name, but I think I linked to his YouTube. Or I will put it up on my blog later. Anyway, he's doing some good research. However, even he seems to be slightly confused as to which is which. And I think that JPL is not helping the matter. The idea here is that the brown dwarf has been a secret known by Black Projects, the secret underground community for a very long time. Elenin is a relatively recent addition, and asteroids coming in our direction are not rare. And in fact, there is technology embedded in the Earth that is talked about in my interview with Valery Uvarov. That's Uvarov. At any rate, it's on the projectcamelot.org website. If you go to the library and go to the right-hand side, hit the drop-down menu, and look for the name Valery Uvarov, you will find information in that interview about this technology that has been part of the Earth for maybe even since its inception, that was embedded in the Earth in these underground sort of, I guess, containers, if you will, both in China and apparently somewhere off the coast in the area of Florida, I believe in the United States, and I think there's one in Russia as well. The Russians have been aware of this, and what it is technology to shoot down incoming objects such as asteroids and comets that would threaten the Earth. So knowing that technology has been here for a very long time, and the ETs working with the government are certainly aware of the technology, even if the government themselves likes to act as though they don't know it's there, they are able to redirect incoming objects such as Elenin. And so I just wanted to let people know that process is going on. Apparently, do we have Kim Carlsberg on the line?
I'm here.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, Kim. Glad to see that you made it on here. I know it's been a wild.
We've tried for a long time.
Wild kind of confusion, which is par for the course.
Yes.
And I'm sure you know that. I've been reading your book, The Art of the Close Encounters, and I do appreciate some of your story here, and I think it'll be really fascinating for the listeners to hear some of your background and the fact that you yourself are a contactee. So it's not just that you are writing and displaying the art with reference to other people's contacts, but you yourself wrote a book called Beyond My Wildest Dreams, I see.
Mm-hmm. Diary of a UFO Abductee.
And so you obviously had contact, pretty heavy duty contact, and you kept a diary, and this is what kind of began your process. So why don't you kind of introduce yourself beyond what I've already said here, and kind of tell how the whole thing began, and let's start from there.
Sure. My journey began a long time ago. As a matter of fact, I just looked at one of my diary entries in my first book, Beyond My Wildest Dreams, and it was one of the most significant diary entries, and I realized it was 1991, and that is 20 years ago. I went into shock a few minutes ago thinking, this has been going on longer than 20 years for me. And that particular incident was an environmental message I got from the ETs. So I'm thumbing through the book and I'm thinking back on my past, and my first conscious abduction occurred in, I believe, 1988. And I was living on the beach in Malibu. I was a photographer. I'm still a photographer, but I was a young photographer at the time. I was living with my boyfriend, and he was a lifeguard. And we were putting together a synopsis for a television series that would later become known as Baywatch. In that time, I was working, Hollywood is very, very long hours, and my boyfriend was also a pentathlon. So he would get up every morning at 5 o'clock and work out. I would work all day long, Hollywood hours, until midnight. I'd drive home Pacific Coast Highway to our little we called it the Pink Castle on Pacific Coast Highway and Sunset Boulevard, if anybody knows it, if the California people are listening. It had a beautiful, sweeping view of the entire Santa Monica Bay. I would go in the back door, and I would be very quiet because I didn't want to wake Greg, and I would relax. I would usually have a beer and go to sleep. On one particular night, after I'd been working on a Pee Wee Herman movie, I think it was Pee Wee Herman Big Top or something back then. I had been working with elephants and lions and tigers and bears all day, and I was completely exhausted. I got home, you know, after midnight. I pulled a chair up to the window, not to wake Greg, and I popped a beer. I noticed a light on the horizon, and this light was at the south point of the Santa Monica Bay, which would have been Palos Verdes. And I've looked at that ocean a million times. I know what boats look like. I know what stars look like. I know the difference in the horizon, the sky, and the ocean. This light was hovering in no man's land. It was too high to be a boat. It was too low to be a star. It was too bright to be either of the two. And so I'm thinking, oh, this is very odd. I'm just, you know, what is this? A moment later, this light shoots across the Santa Monica Bay in an instant, breathtaking speed, probably 40, 50 miles across the bay, and landed on a point on the horizon right at Point Doom. And I knew at that moment that I had seen something absolutely out of this world. I wanted to wake my boyfriend. I wanted him to see it. I wanted to share this with someone, but I knew with the speed that this thing took off, there was no way it would be there by the time I got back. So I sat there alone in the dark, and as if this thing responded to my thoughts, a few moments later, it went zap, and it was hovering right in front of my window. Now, we're talking about Pacific Coast Highway, which is, I believe it's two lanes in each direction. So we're looking at four lanes of highway and about, I don't know, 20, 30 feet of sand. And this thing hovered in front of me, and it was, I called it the moon over Malibu. It was a huge glowing orb, white orb, and it looked like the moon in fog, and I could see a couple of entities inside, silhouettes of entities inside of this craft. At the time, I didn't know it was a craft. I had worked my way through, you know, many, many years of college. I didn't have time to sit around and watch movies and TVs and documentaries. I worked my whole life, and I wasn't into grays. I'd never heard of alien abduction. So I'm looking at this, and, you know, I'm watching my paradigm completely transform in front of my eyes. And the next thing I know, this thing took a shot across the sky at a diagonal into the stars and disappeared. So that was my first conscious sighting. 2 weeks later, I came home, the same routine, went to bed. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was no longer in my bed. I was in what I thought was an elevator. I was naked, and I was paralyzed. I was in the elevator with other conscious beings. I started experiencing my first conscious recollection of telepathy. I was hearing thoughts and ideas. I knew that the person next to me on the left was my first major relationship I hadn't seen in many, many years. His name was David. He was unconscious, paralyzed, and I knew from these thoughts that I was receiving that there was a woman standing next to him on his left that was a makeup artist. And while I'm trying to make sense of this sudden, you know, new reality I found myself immersed in, what I thought was an elevator door split in half, opened up, and I was pushed from behind into this huge room that was filled with hundreds of little tiny tables. Excuse me, they weren't tiny tables. They were tables like medical tables, but they were very, very low to the floor. These tables were filled with people who were unconscious. Around every one of these tables was a...
Thank you, Kim. We're going to go to a commercial and be right back. That's very excellent. Thank you for that.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files. Freedom Files. Weekdays.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come.
Hi, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Kim Carlsberg. Kim, are you still there?
I'm here.
I'm here.
Great. So I love your description of your experience because of your clarity, which is quite rare, I have to say, when people are describing, regardless of what they're describing, they often don't have quite the descriptive clarity that you have. And clearly you have been through this more than once, I take it.
I'm hearing an echo.
Are you hearing that?
I like the sound of my voice, but not twice. okay, that's much better. I don't know why my memories are so vivid and so clear. I was fortunate in a way to have that be the case. A lot of the experiences I wish I couldn't remember, but I think I'm better off overall for the clarity. And that's one of the reasons I wrote my first book, because, you know, when I discovered this was happening to me, I had never heard of it. I didn't know what it was, what it meant. And so I when you experience something as profound as, you know, being taken by an extraterrestrial race into not only, you know, another planet or another dimension of reality, it kind of takes over your interest in life. So, you know, it became my life. I became a UFO researcher by default because I had to figure out what was going on with me. And I realized that there were so many people who didn't have the recall that I had, but had the symptoms, had pieces and memories and dreams, but, you know, it wasn't cohesive for them. When I had gathered enough information that it was cohesive for me and I knew what was going on. I felt the obligation and, you know, the duty to share my story with other people, not for the public, you know, but for people who were going through the same thing and had the same questions I had a few years before. So, you know, I wrote my book in 1995, and it was, I don't know, maybe 50, 75 of my diary entries, and I tried to make it, you know, a story that could be palatable for anyone, and yet someone who was having experiences and yet wasn't conscious and didn't really know how they fit together could relate and maybe heal and, you know, put it together for themselves. So, that was the intention of my first book. I wrote it in 1995. I got so much flack from the UFO community that I immediately dropped out. My book was optioned by TriStar for a major motion picture. I was 4 months into production one day, and I talked to everybody on the set, everybody, you know, on the production company for every day. And all of a sudden, one day, everybody stopped answering my phone calls. They just disappeared. And at that point, I was becoming aware of my phones being tapped, you know, being chased by black helicopters. And I am convinced that there was some kind of intervention in my book becoming a movie at that time because it was too controversial. You know, I spoke out. I think I was one of the first women to actually illustrate and write about, you know, being strapped to a table and having a hybrid fetus put into my body. That was not cool. So, you know, and, you know, I dealt with it. And I did what I felt I was meant to do, and I went away. And then I got called just recently. I was called back in, and I decided, well, you know, I thought of a book, you know, 15 years ago when I dropped out, and that was The Art of Close Encounters. I'm a photographer, and I'm visual, and my first book was an illustrated book. And at the end of that book, I put in an invitation to other people of contact to send me their artwork, and I wanted to do a tabletop art book. And it took me 15 years. I kept the first, you know, the first month or two, I received a lot of artwork, and then when I dropped out, I kept those with me, and I thought one day I may finish this, but I didn't know it would take 15 years. So
that's great. First of all, I have to say that I appreciate what you've done here, and that I myself have had contact since I was very young. I don't talk a lot about it, as you know, main job is Project Camelot, and we deal more with whistleblowers. We do deal with contactees. I'm sure you're familiar with Miriam Delicato.
Oh, yes.
She's
in my book, yeah, Miriam, sure.
Uh-huh. And so it's very interesting for me to sort of hear your story and compare it to mine. I also grew up in Northern California, but moved down to Southern California later when I was in my 20s, late 20s. And so I've been here ever since. So it's very interesting. Okay. So when you were going through your experiences, it sounds like predominantly with the Grays initially.
Yes. Predominantly with the Grays, the Mantis, the hybrids. I experienced several different types of grays. There's one in my book. I call him the Big Nose Gray. He was 9 feet tall, and he had reptilian, slanted vertical iris green eyes. So a lot of the entities I've experienced have been hybrids of other types of entities. I think there's really only, I mean, I've got some stories of entities that I can't even believe. But the one thing that I thought was really funny when I was speaking for MUFON in L.A. the first time, I was standing in line with a friend of mine who was a contactee, and she was telling me about, now this is, you know, like first years into this, and I'm thinking I am insane talking about gray aliens. And she said something to me, well, you know, my experiences are with the reptilians, and, you know, they're like this and they're like that, and they're, you know, with a lot of kundalini, and I'm thinking, this woman's insane. She's absolutely crazy. And then I stopped for a moment. I thought, okay, well, I'm dealing with something that's totally crazy and insane, and I'm one to judge her. So at that moment, I went, okay, anything's game. when I went to do this second book, or my third book, The Art of Close Encounters, someone questioned me, like, well, you know, how do you know these stories are real? You know, what, you know, how did you qualify the stories? And I said, you know what? I put out an invitation to people of contact. If you had an experience, send me art, send me your story. And when they came in, there, I don't think there was one story that did not ring true to me after 25 years of investigation. And I told these people, I said, listen, if I had edited my story, or if, you know, people had edited me, and if I had edited my girlfriend talking about a reptilian, first time I'd ever heard of a reptilian, and discounted them as crazy, then how far along would we have gotten? You know, and I said, so all the stories in my book, I don't discount anybody. I mean, they're not doing it. They're not going to get rich. I didn't pay them for being in the book. They've only get one page, so they're not going to get famous. You know, these are people right. who genuinely want to contribute to the overall understanding of the phenomenon. So it's like, okay, take it or leave it. These are the stories.
Okay, beautiful. Well, I'm very happy to hear your attitude towards that. As Camelot, we've also had to keep a huge open mind, and as the saying goes, the mind is like a parachute; it only works when it's open.
That's true.
I think that that sort of saying really holds true, and is the only way to go about life at this time. I think we're also going to be among a lot of people in the next coming years who are going to be relying on people like us for some help, because their sort of minds are going to be kind of blown by things that are going to be happening if they have not already sort of embraced this paradigm. And many have not, as you will probably be very, very well aware. It's interesting to hear that your TV show, or I'm sorry, well, your movie, interfered with, because that seems to be par for the course as well. You did make some progress, apparently, and then just all of a sudden they pulled it, huh?
Yes, it was on the road, and one day it disappeared. So, and like I said, at that time I was noticing all these other strange things happen, and I started being abducted by the government as well. So I knew that. I knew it didn't have a chance, and I never tried to get it made into a movie again. And then just, you know, last year somebody said, well, why didn't you ever try again? And I thought, you know, I think I just wanted to go away and disappear, which I did. I really wanted to try to live a normal life and get my normal life back. But I've said this so many times, once you know what we know, once you've seen what we've seen, Carrie, if you've been there too, you will never be normal again, no matter how much you wish you could be or would try to be. So, you know, I spent those 15 years pretty much in solitude, because when I would go to dinner parties and hear normal conversations, my mind would just drift off to, like, how are my hybrid children? Don't these people know that, you know, what color dress you're wearing to the party is insignificant to, you know, what's going on in the universe? And I've always had this plaguing, you know, this plaguing information about the environment with me, you know, the ETs and, you know, the experiences they've given me. And it's, you know, please, it's quote unquote, you know, it's time to save Mother Earth from her inhabitants. It's time that we start repairing the damage we've done. You know, the stuff that they gave me that wasn't painful was pretty profound. You know, and so I live with that every day, and I thought, you know, I feel guilty for not sharing it, and yet I don't want to be a part of it. And, you know, eventually I'm back, but in a different way. You know, I'm older now, and, you know, I have many hybrid children, and that experience was very traumatic, or those experiences, and I know that they don't want me for those reasons anymore. So I'm not fearful of the physical pain and the emotional pain of those types of experiences. So I'm just not afraid anymore. So I'm back, and I can take the stuff that I believe is important and try to share it from here on out.
Okay. Now it sounds as though you were also aware of military abductions of yourself.
Yes.
And I myself have recently become aware of that as well, that component in my own background, and some telltale signs that have, especially because, again, being in Project Camelot, I'm now able to sort of pick up. And I have to say, I wonder, I have several questions in regard to how you are viewing your past encounters from the point of view that you have now. And I think that you are also working with Melinda Leslie, who specializes, if I recall, and I'm going to be having her on my show as well, in the future, but she specializes in my lab, what I call my lab encounters.
Sure.
And recently I interviewed on Project Camelot, Niara Isley, and I don't know if you know her.
Oh, I love Niara. Sure, I know her.
Yeah. Okay, and she has a pretty stunning tale in that regard. And you know, that side of things is quite, I guess you might say, diabolical. I wonder what your experience was in that regard.
I would take a gray alien abduction of the worst kind way over a military abduction.
Okay.
Yeah. So, the grays have an agenda. The aliens have an agenda. It may be partially selfish. I don't believe it's entirely selfish. And they are performing their work. They're not sadistic. They can't. Sometimes it feels like they're sadistic. They're not sadistic. The military is. The military stops at nothing. And, my last military abduction, I was so depressed. I was absolutely suicidal for a couple weeks. And one day I woke up and I said, you know what? This is what they want. They want me to take myself out. They want me to be miserable. So they don't win. They don't get to win anymore. So at that point, it was like, okay, I understand, you know, it's all about greed, power, money, the power structures, and that's who they happen to be, and I'm just not going to play in that field anymore. So I actually eventually learned how to make all the abductions stop, thank God, and I didn't have to deal with them. But, you know, I've said many times I hate what the Greys put me through. I don't hate the Greys, but they feel it was necessary to do what they did to me. And when I met my hybrid children and I saw how beautiful they were, and I saw so many other hundreds of hybrid children that were, you know, deformed, skinny, dying, you know, so on and so forth, and I realized that for whatever reason they're creating these hybrid races, they feel very urgent about it, and they're doing the best they can do at it, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. And, you know, all that they use me for, to help create these other beings, not that the ends justifies the means, but I've seen the product, and it's a phenomenally beautiful product. You've got these hybrid children that are half human with, you know, sensitivity and creativity and you know, emotion, and, you know, are beautiful, sensitive, physical bodies that are, you know, blended with the intelligence of, you know, a different species. And I've seen every kind of hybrid you can imagine, which I always say, you know, 10% human to 90% alien and vice versa, and all the different Earth species combined, and sometimes the different ET species combined. So, you know, I'm convinced that this is just, you know, this is how the universe works.
Okay. We're going to have a short commercial break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkey Light LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Bushu comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
news and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
Okay. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Kim Carlsberg, the author of The Art of Close Encounters. Wonderful book. The artwork, by the way, Kim, is really quite stunning. So, thank you very much. You actually gave me a copy of this book.
Yes, I was excited to do so when I finally got to meet you briefly at Congress.
Yeah, thank you very much. And it really is a stunning book of art. And I wonder, The person you said, Daryl, I think Daryl Enka, is that, did that person, were they involved with some of the artwork here?
No. Daryl Enka actually helped me illustrate my first book, Beyond My Wildest Dreams.
Okay.
Daryl is a world-renowned channel for an entity who calls himself Bashar, who claims to be a hybrid human alien. And I have known Daryl, you know, the better part of my life. He's my best friend. And I have gotten to know Bashar as an channeled entity very, very well also. And, you know, I think once you've experienced ET contact, your mind is kind of opened for just about anything and everything that is possible. And I'm so glad that I've had these other experiences, like, you know, knowing channels and channeling, and I do Reiki work, and I, you know, telepathy, and that kind of thing seems to be natural to people who've had contact. Daryl has helped me tremendously, and Bashar tremendously, in ending my negative ET contacts. And it's a very strange story, because I was being used as, you know, as a host for helping produce these hybrid children, and yet the person and or entity that saved my life claimed to be a human hybrid. So it's a very convoluted and crazy universe we live in. You know, I to this day, I say, Bashar, you know, why did you save me and help me make the abduction stop when those abductions were the things that created you and your race in the future? You know, he claims to come from the future. So I don't know all the answers by any means, but it's never dull.
Okay, well, to get back to... Well, a couple things, because, you know, I have a point of view in regard to all of this as a result of not only being in Project Camelot, but also my own experiences throughout the years. Mm-hmm. And perhaps I can share a couple of those little anecdotes with you as we go along here.
Sure.
Because I think you might find them of interest. But, and I have to say that I too have, although my recall isn't quite the same as yours, it's much more sort of spotty, I guess you mm-hmm. might say, mm-hmm. but it's just as clear in certain instances.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that I was used as a hybrid host, if you will. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I actually woke up from a dream in which I was showing a group of babies to one of my sisters, believe it or not, and saying, you know, inviting her to name them.
Oh, wow.
They were her, you know, from her eggs or whatever kind of thing. And I seem to have a very good attitude towards that.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister was horrified and considered them less than human and wouldn't even name them. And then I woke up.
Wow.
It was
wow.
really one of the more bizarre dreams I've ever, or experiences that I've ever had. And I actually have never spoken about that ever to anyone until now. It just seems like there was never, ever, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm honored that you shared something, you know, like that with me and with everybody.
You. Yeah. Told my sister, but she didn't know what I was talking about because no.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of my first experiences, you know, they handed me this baby, and you know, they expect you to breastfeed them, and I wake up and I'm in this nursery, and they're handing me this baby, and I am so absolutely terrified by the horrific appearance of this little thing that I couldn't look at it. I took one glance and I looked away and I'm screaming, I can't do this. I can't do this. I don't have any milk. I haven't been pregnant. And they're going, oh, but you don't understand. You can do this. And I'm like, no, it's going to die anyway. It's going to die. Look at it. It was all shriveled up and it was, you know, half the size of a human baby and it was just, you know, distorted and deformed. And it was, I can totally understand your sister's perspective. But
yeah.
after years and years and years of being shown more and more babies, different ages, different combinations, different stages of development, and finally, my daughter, who I named April, last time I saw her, she was about 13, was so absolutely magnificent, and I had so much love for her, And she had so much love for me. And it was like all this love that we had been denied my whole life, just like in this one moment. And then I saw her. They showed me her throughout her lifetime from a child to a, you know, an adolescent. And I had these vague memories of us being together. And then it was like, oh my God, these are my children. I love them. I will do anything I can to help. So, you know, it's a growing process. It's an adjustment. And if you're, you know, I don't know if that was your sister, you know, in the dream, did she ever talk to you about that as a conscious memory for her?
No. As a matter of fact, what I'm saying is that I talked to her about it, and she basically said, you know, looked at me like I was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Because she had no recall whatsoever. That, I mean, which is some, what I assumed would happen.
Right.
But I have to say that I kind of view this whole sort of framework a little bit, it sounds like a little bit differently than you. And I'm not sure where the limits go on this, but basically what I understand is that we have, that humanity itself is a hybrid race, that we are a hybrid of, possibly as many as 22 and possibly more, ET species already.
Oh, and I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah. And then the gray situation is kind of another component. And part of that has to do with actually a takeover scenario of the planet, in my view. And it is not a positive scenario. However, you know, I do understand that the, you know, obviously the humans that are created from this sort of experiment, if you will, one can't, you know, hold them at fault for what is a, you know, a takeover scenario. And that gets into what's going on with the nuclear situation on the planet, the changing of the planet, to a more, a methane-like environment ultimately. So there is some really diabolical aspects to this whole scenario, but, you know, the contact situation is fascinating, and then you have to bring in the military component. And
sure,
as Niara spoke about in her interview, the military is also working obviously with various ET races, and one aspect of them is working obviously with the Greys, and their more diabolical sort of plans for the planet. So all of this is really it's a real rabbit hole, I would say.
It is. It is.
Now, in terms of, I don't, you know, because we could talk about your specific experiences more depth if you like. And then maybe in the second hour, we could go into some of the stories that were put into your book, if you have recall of those, you know, anecdotally, and you'd like to
sure.
share them. any
yeah.
sort of highlights. And then on top of it, I do have a chat room that someone was writing to me saying maybe it's not operational, but there is a link on our site to the chat room. If for some reason the chat doesn't seem to be working, then this won't work. But usually we also have a call-in feature where other people can call in and say, you know, sort of share their own experiences and so on,
sure.
which is always a great thing to do and ask you questions. So that's kind of the layout of the next sort of hour and 10 minutes that we have left. So do you want to talk a little bit more about sort of some of your experiences, how it turned maybe from negative to positive, if it did?
Okay.
And then if you have any, as you said, you were sort of rescued by Bashar, and that's an interesting little story. Mm-hmm. or way of putting it. So perhaps you want to get into that a little more.
Yeah, you know, you really have me hooked on the methane environment. I'm like, my brain's going in all these different directions. And, you know, one of the very first, you know, chapter of my book, I named my book Beyond My Wildest Dreams for a very good reason. And it's because most people of contact in the beginning are not conscious. They they don't understand what's happening, and most people think it's a dream, just like you. You said you woke up from a dream. Well, what happened to me through the years of being determined to be conscious, I figured out what was happening and how to become conscious through my experiences. It was self-hypnosis. It was just pure intention. It was, I'm a hard-headed Irish woman, and I said, by God, if you're going to take me, I'm going to remember.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. Okay, now we have another break, and then we'll be back at the top of the hour.
Okay.
I'm sick to death of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, now I'm running hypocrite. All I want is the truth now. Just give me some truth now. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth now. Just give me some truth now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. and the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkey Light LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Kim Carlsberg about her book, The Art of Close Encounters. And Kim, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, I'm sorry, my dog.
Your dog's still here, too.
Okay. As she saw somebody outside the door, so that was just really not opportune. So why don't you talk about, we were just at the other side of the hour, we were just going to have you go into a little bit more about your experiences and
sure.
How, if you can describe how Bashar so-called saved you from negative abductions.
I will, but I still have to finish the hook. The hook about the methane environment.
Sure.
I was talking about why I named my book Beyond My Wildest Dreams. And what I discovered was, in my experience, I am absolutely sure I was taken to another dimension of reality. And I don't know how to describe that. I did the best I could in my book. You know, I told people if you are taken out of your bed and you wake up underwater, but you were able to breathe, you would know that was not your natural environment. You would probably be terrified. You would be panicking. Everything would be blurry and confusing. And then you would find yourself back in your bed. That's usually how abduction begins. Now, if you are, you know, a hard-headed person like myself and decided that you were going to be conscious, you would do everything possible to learn how to manipulate in an unnatural environment, which is what I did. I convinced myself it was possible. I used self-hypnosis that I would learn how to understand and be comfortable and relate to this environment that they take me to. And eventually, I was as conscious as a human being could be in another dimension of reality. So in my experiences with them, I have determined for me that we live in a multiverse of possibly infinite dimensions of reality, and that we may shift from moment to moment. So when you say that you are talking about maybe, you know, the aliens coming here and taking over and trying to create one environment for them here, I'm looking at nobody knows what's right or wrong, and we're all just fishing around to try to come to, you know, the truth. It could be that all these scenarios are true in some space and time continuum. It could be that, you know, they are here right now living in the earth, living in a, you know, parallel dimension. They could be coming to take it all over, or it could all be true. I don't see how they could be transforming the planet when it's not their natural dimension, but it could be possible. So after that hook, after I got that out,
Let me actually address that, because, you know, I think it would be fairly helpful to hear where I'm coming from here.
Okay.
What we are talking about is the things that are happening on the planet that are happening as a result of not only natural occurrences, but the natural occurrences are being augmented and tilted a certain way by the military-industrial complex, the secret government, et cetera. And this is obviously the area that Camelot gets into.
Sure.
And the grays, the negative, now there are service-to-self grays and there are service-to-other grays. So there are different groups of grays, and so we're not lumping them all together.
Yeah,
but the more negative service-to-self grays are working with the reptilians and are working to create a different environment here on this planet, this sort of 3D moving into 4D Earth. And as I believe you're completely correct in regard to there being many, many layers of dimensions, but predominantly what's spoken about is that the ETs that we are all encountering and having experiences with live primarily in the fourth dimension. And they are able to come into this dimension, what was the sort of 3D, sort of top end of 3D, if you will, that the Earth is now already gone into practically 4D, almost totally. Although many people on Earth are not sort of experiencing 4D consciously. So they are not aware, whereas people like you and I and other abductees and experiencers, et cetera, will be aware of the 4D dimension to our reality constantly. In other words, I'm constantly aware of it. I assume that you are as well, and some others are as well because I compare notes with people as I go. And you might find it interesting to know that a lot of people that work for the military have also got, for example, enhanced telepathic capacity as I do, and also they have ability to sort of psychic abilities, sort of sixth sense and seeing into the future and so on and so forth. And
though they may
work as a military type person, this augments their usefulness to the government. A lot of people don't realize that. And what we found with interviewing people from Black Projects is without exception, they have enhanced abilities. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very interesting to contemplate what's really going on here. But please continue.
Okay, so all that being said, it's probably all happening. We're just viewing it one, from one perspective at a time. But as far as my relationships with the Grays getting progressing, I tell people, I was forced to evolve. I was pressured to evolve by my, my sheer, insistence on understanding who they were. And I'm so glad that I did. And I'm so glad I know what I know. And I have these other abilities. And it's really confusing to try to put it all together. You think, okay, now I have these beautiful, hybrid children. I have all these extra abilities. And yet, it came from such a negative place. And, I guess you take whatever you get in life and you take the best from it. So at one point I started telling the ETs that they had to start communicating with me consciously. And not just during an abduction. I said, why don't you, come and visit me? I live on the beach in Malibu. Come to the beach. Visit me. So, after, I recited this every night for months. Months and months and months. I know you're there. I know you're taking me. I want to be conscious. I want to meet you in person. Please let me meet you in person. One night, I'm in bed. Greg's asleep. And I get this rush. And I get this tingling. And I get this telepathic hit that they are on their way. And I'm like, oh, my God, I've wanted this for so many years. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I slide out of bed. And we've moved across the street. There's no longer Pacific Coast Highway between us and the beach. We're on the sand. And I slid out of bed. I slink into the living room. The silver craft rushes up to the window, and I hear them say, this is what you wanted. Here we are. At that moment, I literally dropped to my knees in fear and crawled backwards into the corner of the living room. I was shivering like a wet dog. I was so terrified, and yet it was everything that I ever wanted, but I realized I wasn't ready. And I'm pretty tough, and I was absolutely shocked at my own reaction to the situation. And they sent me a telepathic message, and they said, it's fine. It's really fine. We know you're not ready, and you will have this opportunity again. A few nights later, I had an experience that was a little more dreamlike, I think they, you know, they wanted me to know them consciously, but they knew that I really couldn't take it fully consciously yet. And they came back and they started projecting these symbols on the wall of my living room. Okay, so my living room is entirely black because I'm on a, you know, the ocean. And so they were projecting these lights, these symbols on the wall, and I was trying to understand them and I couldn't. And I didn't think about that ever again until UFO Congress when Stan Romanek talked about the aliens giving him these symbols. So I only had 4 regressions in my life, and they were just for little pieces of things that I couldn't, you know, bring to recall. And I was actually thinking of maybe going back to Yvonne Smith and trying to see if I could recall these symbols, but I've been so busy moving to Sedona that I can't do that now. But they did try to start communicating with me on a conscious level. And then when it finally did happen, I was completely conscious. They were coming to get me. They did come to get me out of my bed, but there were 4 of them, and they came through my closet door. I had a sliding, you know, glass closet door. And they said, you know, you asked for this, we're coming. And they came, and 2 came to my, you know, 2 to my shoulders, 2 to my feet. They started to float me out of my bed, and I just reacted to this presence, this huge head to my left, with a knee-jerk reaction. You know, I want to push his head away from my face. And as I did, my hand slipped in between his face and my face, and my thumb slipped into his mouth. And I felt the hard palate. And it was wet and warm, just like a human palate. And at that moment, I became one, literally one with this being. And I was feeling all these feelings of disgust and fear and grossness. And I'm thinking, oh my God, does this entity think that I'm gross? Or are these my feelings that I think he's gross? I couldn't separate the two of us. And then at that moment, it just switched like a light going off. I was completely bound in the most intense love I had ever known. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, I always heard the Greys didn't have emotion. And that's absolutely not true. I think they have so much emotion that they keep it so suppressed because we couldn't handle it. And at that moment, I passed out. It was like he kissed me. He kissed me and I passed out. And I tell people it was the kiss of death. It was just too much. So, you know, these are little antidotes of my experiences. And then the most profound of my spiritual experiences with them. I had had surgery and I was in bed for about a week and I kept dozing in and out of consciousness and I felt them around monitoring me. And these eyes appeared in front of me. They were huge eyes. They were like hybrid eyes. And I was getting this telepathic message that, you know, messages about the earth, messages about, you know, consciousness. And then the being said, "And you are us." And at that moment, I found myself completely connected to everything in the universe. I knew myself to be God. I knew myself to be Kim Carlsberg. I knew myself to be the planet. I knew myself to be the ETs. I was that, you know, that quintessential one that everybody strives for in meditation and religion. I had that moment. So when it was all said and done, I'm like, you guys have destroyed my body, you've destroyed my female organs, you've destroyed my relationships, my career, and yet you give me this. So, you know, as humans, we like things to make sense. You know, we like balance, we like understanding. And yet in the world of ETs, you know, it's not like that. It's extreme. So...
okay, well, thank you for that. That's wonderful. I have to say that I'm not sure. I mean, I appreciate the way you're speaking about it, and that's obviously your experience. Let me tell you that I personally have had that same experience, okay? However, I had it through samadhi and meditation. Mm-hmm. I was having ET experiences simultaneously, but I would not say that they created that experience in me by any means, because I was completely awake and conscious when it happened as well. Mm-hmm. And it's happened several times since then. What it's known as is a samadhi experience, and it can go on for days. in that way. But regardless of how one comes across that experience, obviously it's very, very precious, and mm-hmm. it is something that everyone would like to and eventually does experience, whether it be in this lifetime or others. So at this point, I guess what would be great, because we only,
you want to hear about Bashar, right?
Well, we have 45 minutes left. So okay. What I'd like to do is if we could talk about, because people are asking questions in the chat, and I don't know, if you go to my main page and scroll down to the radio area, you can see the link to the chat, and then you can go to the page and scroll down and see the questions yourself. Otherwise, I will just, ask them. I've asked people to type their questions in all caps so that it's easier because in between people are chatting as well. But one of the questions they do want to talk about is, how did you get out of the negative abduction scenario? Because a lot of people would like to get out of that themselves.
Sure. So. And let me throw this in while I'm thinking about it. I haven't been there in a long time, but I put together a Facebook page called Stop It. It's abductionfreezone.com. And I explain on that site how I put an end to the abductions. And other people explain on the site how they put an end to their abductions, and they're not the same. There are, probably as many ways to stop it as there are people who are being abducted if they would apply their intention. I realized that, my body was being destroyed from the reproductive process. And I wasn't really sure at that point if I, wanted the abductions to stop or not, but I knew I had to make them if I was going to be physically fit. So I started with intention. I started saying to myself and to them, telepathically, self-hypnosis, I deserve to be free. I deserve to be abduction free. I deserve to be, a whole human being. I deserve health. I deserve to sleep at night. And I put this in my consciousness so often and so deeply that it started working, and I found that the abduction started subsiding. So they reduced significantly. But then one night I had an abduction by the Greys, and then I had an abduction by the military the next night, and I was so upset. And when you have a friend who does something for a living, you don't bother them for their services. So I never bothered Daryl for him to channel for me, because he was my best friend and that was his job. And but if it was really, really essential, once every few years I would go to him and I say, would you channel Bashar for me? That day, he said yes, came over to my apartment, my house. He pulled up a chair in front of me, and our knees were touching. He went into trance. Bashar came through and said, I don't know if I can help you or not, but I'm going to give you a mantra. And he goes, and if you do this mantra every day for the rest of your life, it may keep the Greys away, but I have no guarantees.
Okay, unfortunately, we've got a commercial here. We'll be right back with the rest of that story. Please hold on. Thank you.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with used potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
Practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Kim Carlsberg. Kim, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm here.
Okay, great. So right before the break, you were going to continue your story about, I believe, what Bashar told you.
Right.
Right.
So Bashar gave me a mantra, and while he gave me this mantra, he was channeling energy through Daryl, through Daryl's body, through Daryl's knees, into my body through my knees. And all the time I was sitting in this chair, I just felt my body vibrating. I felt myself changing and shifting. And all I can say is, you know, he didn't know if it was going to work. It worked. And, you know, years later, I went to him and I said, why did this work? And he told me that he had changed my cellular vibration to make me become invisible to the grays. So I assume that other people can change their vibration, higher the vibration, as new agey as that sounds. But for me, it was very, very real. I did the mantra. He had keyed the mantra into the new vibration in my body. So when I did the mantra every night, it kept that higher vibration alive. So I went, I went a couple weeks, and I didn't have a sign of the grays coming around. And I was just ecstatic. I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm cured. I'm healed. This is awesome. So I stopped doing the mantra. About 3 or 4 days later, guess who shows up in my bedroom? So I said, nope, it's not going to happen. I immediately went to the mantra again, and you know, I kept doing it, and I did it for months. And, you know, months later, I'm thinking, oh, I'm really cured now. You know, they're never going to find me. I stopped doing it. A few weeks later, guess who shows up? So, you know, essentially, I had to do it for many, many years every night. And it was, you know, at that time, I would have done anything to, you know, not be abducted. And it was a very simple thing. You know, a 15-minute meditation, a 15-minute mantra that, you know, kept me invisible to them. So, you know, after 5 or 6 years, I slowed down and I stopped doing it. And, you know, the last 10 years, I haven't had to do that because I just changed permanently. But that was how I did it. And like I said, abductionfreezone.com. Other people come there, share your stories. If you've learned how to stop abduction, if you want to learn how to, and, you know, we're all in this together to share all the information we can. So that was my story of Bashar.
Thank you very much. That's great. And I'm sure that people will appreciate that very much. Okay, now we are, I'm trying to sort of keep track of the time here so that we can also allow people to maybe ask you questions and as well as have you say the things that you want to get across during this time here.
Yeah.
So so we have about 35 minutes left, and what I would say also regarding that, just to augment what you have said, is that my understanding is also that as you become more 5D, that's where the grays are not able to go after you, so to speak. They are not able to go against your will, and you have established your parameters as a sovereign being. And it also has to do with, as Bashar said, the high frequency or vibration that your body is. So also through meditation, you can achieve that. And it also has to do with the altering of your DNA. So it's actually there for everyone. Okay. So let's also talk maybe a little bit more about your military abductions, because, there are people out there experiencing that at this time. And if there's any sort of aspect to your military abductions that might be helpful to other people, for them to know sort of what things are going on, why you think they were getting involved with you, et cetera, et cetera. I think that would be valuable.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so difficult to talk about the alien abductions because there were most of them involve the grays as well, or other ET groups. But the ones, and I didn't have conscious recall of the military abductions because that's not, you know, that wasn't my focus when they started happening. I had, you know, like once again, oh my God, what is this? This is a totally different type of experience. And, you know, there were times when I was taken to a military base, and I was, you know, in a semi-underground room, and I could look out this tiny little window like a 50s military base, and, you know, an old military base, and I would see this tarmac, and I'd see military people walking around, and I heard telepathic information. There were a couple other abductee women in the room, and, you know, then they take me into a room, and there's an ET, there's a gray sitting in this room with some, you know, high-ranking military officer across the room from him in these two chairs. And I was forced to look at this ET that had this really deformed face. And when you're with them, everything is telepathic. You know, you can't hide your feelings. You can't hide your thoughts, no matter how much you try. And this ET turned around and looked at me, and he goes, we just wanted you to see how difficult this process is. He goes, I was part of the genetic program. And he goes, and deformities like these are common. So I want you to appreciate all we've gone through to get the hybrids as perfect as they are. And it was, you know, none of it made sense. Why would they do? Why would the military take me to see an ET, you know, to tell me this message and then bring me home? So, you know, once I woke up and my head was being pushed in the back seat of a car. I had obviously been, I remember I was in my bed and I felt a body cross my body. You know, a man threw his body across my body to hold me down. I went unconscious. They drugged me, put me in a car. I kept waking up in my head. There were two guys, one driving and, you know, the passenger, and I would try to raise my head up. And every time I would raise my head up, this guy would grab my head and push it back in the seat and say, stay down. And we were, you know, going through a residential neighborhood. They were speeding, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I said, they don't want me to see something. What is it they don't want me to see? And I'd put my head up, and I'd just see these, you know, residential neighborhood, normal neighborhood. Didn't mean anything. And then I realized that something was chasing us. And the last time I raised my head, there was a craft chasing us down this road. It was a disc, a small disc, and it was sending me telepathic messages. And I'm like, but it was trying to help me, and it was saying, they got you because you had a drink. They got you because you ate before you went to bed. You were already unconscious. They could just take you because you were already unconscious. Don't drink and eat before you go to bed if you want to understand these experiences. You've got to be more conscious. And I'm like, what is this? The next thing I know, this guy hits me across the head and I'm unconscious again. So, you know, there was no rhyme or reason for any of it. But the ones that I remembered where I was most depressed were the ones that were primary military. I've been taken to a place that was, I call it the complex. I put that in my first book. It was an amphitheater, and there were military human females walking around in these, you know, little skirts and jackets and, you know, just like regular military outfits. And there was somebody saying something on the stage, and I knew that we were there to learn something. They kept saying, you're being prepared for something. And I was, you know, I never went willingly. I was always argumentative. And I would just get up and start cursing, and I go, I can't hear you back here. Why do you bring us here? You know, render us unconscious. Tell us we're being prepared for something, and you don't tell us what we're being prepared for. And at that time, you know, I'm removed from the room for my belligerence. And then the next thing I do, I wake up and I'm strapped to a table with grays around me, and I'm going through a, you know, I'm being pushed down a hallway in a hospital-like scenario. So it's crazy.
You know, I really appreciate this. It's actually quite fun because you're so outspoken. You're almost as outspoken as I am. And I get a kick out of it. And I'm also like that, you know, extremely rebellious since a child. And so maybe it just goes with the territory. But at any rate, what I'm getting from you in your voice, though, is that you have a great deal of, sort of pent up rage or frustration with these experiences more so than you do the others. And I'm just wondering, have you worked with Melinda Leslie at all with regard to this?
No, I don't feel the need to work with anybody. I mean, I think I'm fine with all of it. The four regressions I did with Yvonne Smith, were very, very healing and helpful, and I'm at peace with it all. I mean, you know, when I get talking about it like this, of course, I'm looking through my book and I'm seeing the pictures and I'm going, oh yeah, I remember this and I remember that. But you do that when you look at old pictures of old boyfriends, so it's not anything unnatural, I don't think.
Okay. No, but in terms of military abductions.
Yeah.
In other words, it also sounds as though you don't understand exactly, like you said, there's no rhyme or reason. But of course, there is a rhyme and reason. You know, your conscious mind, your logical mind will say, you know, they weren't doing this for no reason. And so, what I'm curious about is, over the years, has any more information come to you as to why those were occurring?
No.
Okay.
I honestly have to say no. I purposely shut it off, and none of that has come back.
Okay. Now, just out of curiosity, have you had, are you familiar with, for example, Alex Collier, and have you had any encounters with the Andromedans?
No, I don't believe so. Can you refresh
well,
my
Alex
memory?
Collier, but, well, Alex Collier has two very specific Andromedans that he's had encounters with, that unless you're familiar with his story, you wouldn't be familiar with them. One
yeah.
is a very tall being, and one is sort of like a small old man. That's the best way I can describe him. And I forget their names, but anyway, if you haven't heard his story, he's a very interesting contactee and a very lucid one. And he's, you know, written a book, and it would be interesting for you to hear about that. But at any rate, I did have an encounter with one of, what I found out later, it was just a weird coincidence that I was throughout the night talking to a little old man with bald head, and who was sitting next to my bed. It wasn't an abduction. He was just visiting me, and this is before Camelot and before, sort of the more obvious things came out. At any rate, and then later when Alex described his two contactees, it sounded just like this guy. So I think that maybe my encounter was with the same guy, which I actually told Alex. But at any rate, at the very end, when I was coming awake, I said to him, "Well, where are you from?" And he said, "Andromeda." And then I woke up, and the one thing, when I say I woke up, I think that what happens is that I came to in this dimension. So that's another way of putting it. At any rate, the one thing that occurred to me back then, and this was kind of around the year 2000, but it wasn't exactly. And I said, the one thing that I actually said to him, that I was really disappointed that this was an ET experience, but that he just looked normal, which is very funny. Anyway, it's funny. But
yeah, you know, I dropped out for 15 years, and I have a lot of catching up to do on, you know, the different contactees and experiences and so forth. But I'm, you know, very interested again, and I've got lots of great books to read, but, you know, time is so limited.
So I have so many questions in here from people that I'm going to try to pick and choose. One person is saying this. They're saying they've noticed a lot of UFOs in the sky at night. They see objects all the time that defy physics and are not airplanes. Is that because they know that he is aware of them, in your opinion?
You know, that's a very interesting question. I used to think that was the case, but I don't know anymore. I think more and more people are becoming conscious, and more people are seeing things, and I think that the ETs are becoming more available to the masses. You know, when I came here to Sedona, it was almost a joke. It was really, I just wanted to move here. I've had land in Snowflake for 15 years, and I wanted to build a house on my land, and I've always loved Sedona. And then I ran into Melinda at UFO Congress, and she said, "Come to Sedona and do UFO sky watching tours with me." And it was just like, boom, sure, that sounds like fun, you know, not really taking it that seriously. I said, what a great excuse to move to Sedona. So I moved here a few weeks ago. I've been out with her, I don't know, officially two nights in a row for 3 or 4 hours, and we're just taking tourists out with night vision goggles, you know, 3G night vision goggles, and we're going out to these UFO hotspots and looking up at the sky, and I swear to God, my mind is blown, because I have seen almost as many UFOs in the last few nights as I've seen in my life, and I've probably seen 100 UFOs. And I'm like, what is going on? Is it, you know, they call Sedona a dark sky city, and I'd never heard that term before. But what they do is, like, you lived here, right? You know the term.
Yes. I saw a million ships. In fact, I would see them almost every night.
Yeah.
I'm seeing them out here on I live at the beach in Malibu, north of Malibu now.
We switched.
yeah. And I see them all the time out here, all the time. And yeah. I actually agree with you. I think they're becoming more bold. And yes. The other thing is that I think the military is, you know, is flying those ships, obviously, with the Greys and so on and so forth. And yeah. I think that they're all working together. And so I think, you know, you can also telepathically tap into who's in those ships. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll be right back. This is Project Camelot.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
A-F-R.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone?
Okay.
But something is happening.
Something is happening. You don't know what it is. And we are not alone. We have never been alone. As Dean would say. You were interrupted, I believe, right at the bottom of the commercial.
Where did I leave off?
I think you were talking about we were doing the military Sedona, and we were answering a question.
Oh yeah.
Answering a question in regards to the ships, and I was just agreeing with you. I think that there are a lot of ships and that they're being more obvious, and that I was just saying at the very bottom of the hour that I also think that you can tap into who is occupying those ships. In other words, what race, you know, whether it's a human combination with reptilians, etc. Mm-hmm. And I wondered if you felt that.
Well, I've only been out for a few nights, and trust me, I avoided the night sky for 15 years. So I'm very proud of myself for being so bold to go out with, of all people, Melinda Leslie in the middle of the desert, you know, around this place that is, you know, known for underground military and alien bases. And so I've been extremely alert, you might say. And when the first night I was out with Melinda, she said, I feel something. You know, she said it two or three times, I feel something, and then immediately a craft went over. So, yeah, I agree. And if you're in tune at all, you're going to be in tune with the kind of stuff that's going around, what you're focusing on. But the most profound thing that's happened so far in just a couple nights, I mean, I can't wait to write another book just about this. I mean, this is so exciting. I'm really having fun. Night before last, we took a couple women out from, South America somewhere. The first night we took out these young people. I mean, these young people are into this, you know. This kid was 14 years old, and his 19-year-old brother, who was just starting to go to school at Arizona State, was up here with his parents, and of all things, they picked the night-watching tour, and the parents went off and had dinner. And I was so proud of these kids. I go, you know, God, you know, you're so open-minded and bright, and, you know, we're going to make this worth your while. We went out there within 20 minutes. These two kids have the night vision goggles. They're looking in one direction. Melinda and I are looking in another, and we're looking over Cathedral Rock. I'm sure it was Chavez. We call it Chavez Ridge. You probably know where it is. And it's a Upper Red Rock Loop Road.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and we're down there at night, and we're looking over the Cathedral Rock, and all of a sudden, this huge white glowing orb that looks like it's in the fog shoots over our heads and is pulsating. I mean, bright white, slowly dims, bright light, slowly dims. Did this about four times. It looked like it was going to crash into the mountain, and it took a dive behind the mountain. And I was like a little kid. I was screaming at the top of my lungs. I said, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And these two youngsters never turned around. And I'm like, I can't believe you guys didn't get to see this. So, you know, being a photographer, I'm going, my God, I don't even have a camera out here. Not that I could have gotten on film or disc or whatever. But I'm like, I've got to learn how to capture this stuff. It was the same. Now, call me crazy. Is this coincidence? Is this synchronicity? This is the first time I consciously go out into the desert in 15 years to look for UFOs, and it is the identical craft that I saw in my first conscious sighting in Malibu, Moon Over Malibu, in my book. And I'm looking at Melinda, and I'm saying, is this a coincidence? And she said, oh, you're just reading too much into it. The next day she woke up, she goes, I don't think that was a coincidence. So
I mean, definitely, you know. And actually, I used to live right over there, so in Sedona. Now another person is asking, they've asked so many questions here, and it's just such a tragedy because we only have 10 minutes left, so you're gonna have to come back on my show.
I'd love to
sometime in the future.
I have so many questions for you.
Okay. Well, there are so many people with so many questions here that it's really, obviously they're very excited to hear your stories and to listen to you. Yeah. Somebody is saying, have you experienced a quickening since the beginning of the year? And then another question is asking about information about 2012 and beyond. So if you could maybe address both of those.
The answer is yes, I've absolutely experienced a quickening. I have gotten to the point where, you know, one of my favorite sayings has always been, you know, how to make God laugh, make plans. And the last year and a half, my life, you know, of course, a lot of it has to do with the economic collapse. And, you know, I lost my real estate investments and, you know, I've been pushed around financially. But I have been fighting everything, you know, trying to keep everything the status quo. And what I'm finding out is I have to give up wanting to have control over anything. Because the minute I try to control it, it is shattered in front of me. And it was no coincidence that I ended up in Sedona. I mean, this is where I belong. I know it. God's been trying to get me out of my, you know, I can't use the term I always use because it's kind of not very nice, but Western, you know, money consciousness
zone. Okay, you know, your comfort zone, whatever.
Yeah, so that I can do what I'm supposed to be doing, and you know, that's sharing my information about the ETs and helping to raise consciousness in any little way I can. You know, religion's a smile on a dog, a smile, you know, once in a while. I don't know what it is, but I'm just giving up control, and every minute I do, I'm getting what I need. I'm getting guidance, and I'm getting back to my true self. And I think most of us, I think that's why we are suffering this global financial crisis, to get us back in touch with who we are as human beings. Because when I love Stephen Bassett's term, social consciousness. No, I'll think of it in a second. But he said, you know, we don't need money anymore. We need each other. And that's the way it's turning out, and we're all waking up, and we're all trying to, you know, maneuver through these waters, these shifting waters, and the only thing you can do is let go. How stupid! Let go and let God. And yeah, it's all moving so fast. The minute I put my foot down, I'm like, oh, I know I was going to step there, but that place isn't there anymore.
I'm laughing because obviously I'm experiencing some similar things, and I bet a lot of people listening will be as well. People are asking also, have you practiced magic or used Ouija boards?
I have. My first favorite book of all time is Seth Speaks, The Nature of Personal Reality, and Jane Roberts, you know, started off on a Ouija board. I did it a few times when I was, you know, 20, 25 years ago for fun. I've, you know, been channeling most of my life, and funny enough, they should ask, because I haven't touched a Ouija board in 20, 25 years, and I got here to Sedona, and one of my good friends, whom I believe you were next-door neighbors with, Jocelyn Buckner. Do you know Bill Buckner and Jocelyn? They said you lived across the field. There was a big field over there.
Oh, really? No, maybe I don't know who they are, but they maybe know me. I lived in this fabulous house.
Yeah. There are a lot of those there. Yeah. But anyway, she pulls out this Ouija board. It's a new Ouija board. It's called Psychic Friend Circle. And she's got a 26-year-old daughter, and I was there with a friend, and we sat down at the table, and I thought, oh, this is going to be fun. I remember I used to do this. This Ouija board, she and I put our fingers on this Ouija board, and this thing took off so fast there was no way we could keep track. I couldn't keep track. I just shut off my conscious mind, and I told her daughter, I said, you write everything down. I'm just going to close my eyes. You write down the words. And this board is a lot easier than the old Ouija board because it has more symbols, a lot more symbols that make it easier, you know, easier to interpret. So she's writing this stuff down, and I'm just, you know, singing in my head in the background so that, you know, I can let the energy flow through and not be in the way. Jocelyn is doing the same thing. And the information that came through was so right on, just right on, right on, right on. I thought, oh, my God, this is even more fun than conscious channeling because all my friends are involved. So... Yeah, it was a blast, and I'm keeping notes because it's so powerful. And one day I'm going to, you know, let people know what was said and what the results were, because
okay.
It's
well,
it's
one
amazing.
Thing I'd like to say to you is to also to that it would be great as a photographer for you to be able to start to photograph what you do see when you're on these night you know, journeys with Melinda, because as a photographer, you might have a special access to documenting some stuff, and you can get some great photographs. It would be very exciting if you would do that.
If it's possible, I will figure out how to do it.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, sounds good. And of course, Sedona is got all kinds of vortexes and so on and so forth. So, there's also other dimensions, you know, simultaneously there, and you can get extra dimensional beings and so on.
Yes.
So let's see. I'm trying to see. Have you ever had a positive abduction by a service to others group?
I've had many. I'm so hesitant to do these labels, but the answer is yes, absolutely.
Okay. Could you say your website? Because we're at the end of the show, believe it or not, and we just have like 1 minute or less. So,
okay.
Thank you very much for being on the show with me, Kim Carlsberg.
It's been very fun.
And please give your website and say some closing remarks.
Sure. The Art of Close Encounters.com. The name of my newest book is The Art of Close Encounters. And my website is The Art of Close Encounters.com. And if you are at all interested in amazing ET art, go there and see some samples and perhaps get my book.
Okay, thanks so much, Kim. It's
okay.
Been a delight, and
yeah.
Let's have you back real soon.
Okay, will do. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.